Here we go again. Although, it's no surprise. I thought it a good idea to document this most recent school shooting before they change the story. Like the gun grabbers always do. At this time, they claim it was a woman, who was carrying two semi-automatic rifles and a pistol. They apparently haven't thought this out so far. One has to ask, why would anyone carry more than one of the so-called assault weapons? When the whole idea of the modern modular weapon systems such as these is to carry one weapon and a supply of ammunition in the form of multiple ammunition cartridges, magazines. What a coincidence that this particular school is surrounded by woods with limited access points. That will sound very familiar to anyone who recalls the Sandy Hook Elementary School and its topography. Now, onto the White House report, and as you could guess, let's not focus on the unfortunate victims. Let's get right to the real purpose of this announcement.
So we're seeing the heartbreaking news of another shooting of innocent school children, this time in Nashville, Tennessee. The president has been briefed on the situation, and our team is in contact with DOJ and local officials about what is known so far. We want to express the president's appreciation for the first responders and prayers for all the families affected by this shooting.
Now, onto the real story.
While we don't know yet all the details in this latest tragic shooting, we know that too often our schools and communities are being devastated by gun violence.
Not violence. Not senseless atrocities. Not anything, but gun violence.
Schools should be safe spaces for our kids to grow and learn, and for our educators to teach. As you all know, President Biden has taken more action than any president in history on gun safety.
Absolutely. Biden is the number one gun-grabbing New World Order ass-kisser. Without any doubt.
From nearly two dozen actions, including the executive order he just signed last month, or this month, pardon me, to the bipartisan Safer Communities Act legislation he signed into law after the tragedies in Uvalde and Buffalo. He also believes it's not enough. We must do more, and he wants Congress to act, because enough is enough. In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something.
This all seems too fast. The bodies aren't even cold yet. And they have such a detailed and purposeful response ready to roll out to the public?
To stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart. How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban?
You know what? Next time you stage an event, have the murderous assailant push a wheelbarrow full of AR-15s into the school, and you just may get some congressional action.
To close loopholes in our background check system, or to require the safe storage of guns, we need to do something. Once again, the president calls on Congress to do something before another child is senselessly killed in a preventable act of gun violence. Again, we need to do something.
We don't know the ages of the students or if there are any others injured. Again, the gunfire happened at the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville. First responders say several people were shot before officers killed the shooter. The private Christian school is an elementary school for kindergarten up through sixth grade. According to its website, the school has approximately 200 students. Police say it is still an active scene.
So, give us time to get our story straight.
There are multiple agencies responding, including local police, firefighters, EMS, and ATF officers.
We've got the whole crew here, as usual.
This is a developing story. We'll, of course, bring you more updates on air and online as we get more information.
We're coming on the air with breaking news. There has been a shooting at a Christian elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee. Officials from the hospital confirmed three children were pronounced dead after suffering gunshot wounds. Authorities say the gunman is also dead. We want to go to NBC's Steve Patterson. Steve, what have you gathered so far?
Lester, it's a limited amount of information. Obviously, this is a fast-breaking story. It's unfolding as we speak, but the limited information we do have is already heartbreaking. As you say, these three students were shot. They were transferred to a local hospital, a children's hospital in Vanderbilt, nearby where this was. And then those three children were pronounced dead.
A trip to the hospital to be pronounced dead. That's more than the Sandy Hook kids got, isn't it? The criminals are obviously learning from their mistakes.
At that hospital. We're also hearing that the shooter, as you mentioned, died during a confrontation with police. The local police describe it as being engaged by officers. Now, we don't know if that resulted in an exchange of gunfire and that's how the shooter was down, or if that gunfire was self-inflicted, but the shooter is reported down. That's the latest. We're learning more about the setting that this took place as well. This Covenant School, a private Christian grade school, about 200 students, ages preschool to sixth grade. We're hearing that the students were reunited with their parents, the ones that were able to get out after this shooting, their hands up. Obviously, that scene that we've seen so many times in these school shooting settings, but we just don't have any information about how this necessarily unfolded, how it started, how it's progressing, what police are investigating at this time, besides the obvious warning to the public that has now been extinguished with the fact that they say that the shooter is down in this case. But obviously a lot of people, you know, worried, nervous about their children, worried about this community. In what we hear often in these shootings that occur at schools.
And we're referring to the shooter as a gunman. Do we have any real characterization on anything about the shooter at this point?
I have not seen an age. I have not seen a name. We don't know anything about the shooter at this point yet.
At 10:13 this morning, the police department received a call of an active shooter inside Covenant School, Covenant Presbyterian Church. The police department response was swift. Officers entered the first story of the school, began clearing it. They heard shots coming from the second level. They immediately went to the gunfire. When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers. There was a five-member team who was on the second floor at that time. Two individuals from that five-member team opened fire on the shooter. We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens.
Remember this point for future reference. He said she appears to be in her teens. I've also heard a report that she was a student at this school in the past. It's all starting to smell fishy. As it always and eventually does.
Although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture, we know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
There you go. Two assault rifles and a handgun. Why the disabling action of carrying excessive armaments? If not for enhancing the story, for gun control.
We are efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance.
She entered through a side entrance? That sounds rather Uvalde-ish to anyone who is aware of that particular gun grab episode.
And traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots.
They don't know much else, but they know her path through the school.
We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims, including the shooter. A total of seven persons were killed as a result of this morning's incident at the school. By 10:27, the shooter was deceased. The officers had engaged the shooter by 10:27, and she was deceased. Again, I said the first call came in at 10:13 this morning.
Notice the emphasis on the quick response. Who said these fools never learn?
We'll have more details to give you later in the morning. Chief Drake will be here in a bit.
I suspect that the story has changed in just the time it took to compose this video. Thanks for watching.